Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Time. Yeah, yes, yes. Greetings, 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 brothers and sisters. Are we on? Are we on? Are we on? Oh, I don't see the live stream on just yet, but give thanks, brothers and sisters. Thank you for your time. Time, time, time. Wow, time is... Give thanks for the time, you know, redeem the time, right? That word in the scripts about redeeming the time, for the days are evil, the days are harmful, you know, not evil just in the religious, theological sense, but in the real sense of the word, like the days are evil, you know, it's harmful, a lot of harmful things, a lot of distractions and everything. So therefore, time is just so very precious. You know what I mean? So redeeming. What does that mean? Redeeming the time. We're going to get into that. But I was just thinking as we logged in to come on tonight right here, it's like 43 seconds. And we're like, wow, 43 seconds. You know, time, 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 time. Here's one of my co-laborers, Ross Simon Faith. You know, a little reasonment here on the Wednesday podcast here on time. Here, a little word from the co-laborers. This is Ross Simon. Ross Simon here, Ross.
Lighten up. Hallelujah. Now we're missing. Be not worry myself. Be not worry myself. Time will tell. Me now worry myself. Now worry. Time will tell. Eight bar to me enemies, frenemies. Pretend I wanna be. Don't come in on me, we stay far from me. Hurt themselves trying to hurt me. Steal them faith, fool never learn. Jah is great. Deceiving, babbling, pretending but faith. Invoke karma, consequence, the action. Attack and stop them who attacking me. Power to fight and the eyes to see. Time will tell. Then I worry myself. Time will tell. Me now worry myself. Time will tell. Too high to get over, too low to get under. Love when rain fall, lightning and thunder. See far from vulture. Keep your culture. Unexpected surprise, kill all assumptions, suffer and die, evil intention. Rage and bravery, internal, external.
Me now worry myself.
Time will tell.
Me now worry myself.
Now worry.
Time will tell.
Not worry, not fret, everything nice by the powers of heaven, I survive. Do the right thing, sing, fall in line, time will tell. Soul satisfaction, my life, my movie lights, camera action, blossom, flow.
Lighten, hallelujah, Simon Fiatlas.
Time will tell.
Big up my life, Grass Militant, Evil TV, the whole team.
Time will tell. Time, the most precious, some say commodity, but the most precious thing. Here's Queen Africa with times, and now here's the plural, times, you know, in times like these. Yeah, I had to look up this verse right here. Have very good reason, man. Yeah, redeeming the time because the days are evil, are hurtful, are harmful. Well, here we have Queen Africa with times like these.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life.
Let's look away the voices that gave the people pride. Now we're plunging into darkness. We all have to play our part. Make up all stars, every disc, just sell every artist. Media houses, we notice, still have support. It's like they sell so much alcohol in our parties. While the girls are broke out and they suffer, but she drink, knock her out. Now she no care where them crap her up.
It's stars like this, some missing our hero.
Them now we have a lot of them. Press up a cup now they break them. I go back at them. Them broke the national bird wing. Sell we out clean. Me not think we own a damn thing. Jam rock why we giving in to the trick. Where them a trick we from the beginning. Parents you need to wake up from the slumber. Release with children. Blood them is running.
It's so exciting. Some missing our hero.
Black woman, put on your baggy, that's something they know he sell. And so we get paid, what's the supply that they go well. Go ask them a who put a grab in a barrel. PM opposite, I don't know, don't wear the quarrel. Unite, come together, see the people out
there.
People pride, now we're plunging into darkness. We all have to play our part, make up all stars. Every distract, sell every artist. Media houses, we know what you can support. It's like they sell so much alcohol in our parties. While the girls are broke out and they suffer, but she drink, knock her out. Now she don't care where them crap are up.
It's so exciting.
We need you. Times like these and times like these. Redeeming the time. Hovering. Let's go through a little study. What does it mean to redeem time? What's redeeming? What is time? Time to open the door. Eliyahu.
Aviva, it's time to open the door. Time to open the door for Eliyahu.
What does it mean to redeem time? Because redeeming in the scripture, I'm just working this out right here. You know, these phrases and these verses in the scripts that sometimes really resonate with us according to, you know, how we are in grace and how we are growing and what we are knowing. What does it mean to redeem? Redeem the time. You know, what's redeeming? Another word could have been used, but why is that word? Is that word accurate there? And if it is accurate, let's take it as being accurate. What does it mean to redeem time? It's like to redeem. And when we study HaTorah and the basic principles, the first principles, you know, what be the first principles of the oracles of the Word of God? So redeeming is like to buy back. Can we buy back time? Can we purchase time? You know, like if I had a brother and the brother had a debt, but he couldn't pay off his debt, so he had to kind of put himself into employ and work off that debt. And I thought about being his kinsman redeemer and to kind of purchase him back. I would go and I would pay, you know, for, you know, like whatever his debt that he was trying to work off, because maybe it would take him, if it was a big debt and whatever rate he's working at, he might be like caught up like in a kind of like, not slavery, but kind of employ, forced employ for a long time away from his family or whatever, whatever. So I said, I'll pay that, right? And therefore, it's almost like a bail's bond, so to speak, just for once to get a basic understanding of the principle of redeeming. So how do we redeem time? You know, because the days are hurtful, harmful, theologically, religiously speaking, evil. Here we have Errol Walker, classic 70-70 tune right here. In these times,
no, no, the living ain't
my mama
the children of Christ. Big fish are jumping.
this strong, yes, yeah, man. Yes, a long, long time we are one in a Babylon. They will love to embrace the Rasta man. The lion is so strong, in no wrong.
Salmon Mal, Ursu, their feet, these are also the proverbs of Salmon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So here, the Wednesday evening Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Seven times seven.
He's our word. As they were good yesterday, they're still good today. Seven times to rise. Seven times to rise. Seven times to rise. You got to be in it if you want to.
God, you're a sinner. So if you're mediocre, then you are a joker.
Yisrael, hear, hear, hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here for this seven, for this sabbatical here, for this strong raid here, we're in the sixth sabbatical study, Toldo Generation.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Shabbat strong. Here's a few excerpts right here. Something on the YouTube, you might come across it, but here I think it resonates. It touches on some of the key themes here. For Toldot generations, we have the generations Esau, and Jacob. Here's a part two of what is called the epic battle. Hear this. Yes, sir.
And to ensure that Yaakov would truly secure the blessing of his father Yitzchak, along with the birthright, Yah would move once again, this time through the mother of the brothers, Rivka, in Jubilees 26 and Genesis 27. It is here that we find the familiar account of the stolen blessing, which would become just another important step in Yah's establishment of the family of Yaakov, and the epic battle that would eventually ensue. And in the seventh year of this week, Yitzchak called Esau, his elder son, and said unto him, I am old, my son. And behold, my eyes are dim in seeing, and I know not the day of my death. And now, take your hunting weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field, and hunt and catch me venison, my son, and make me savory meat, such as my soul loves, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless you before I die. But Rivka heard Yitzchak speaking to Esau. And Esau went forth early to the field to hunt and catch and bring home to his father. And Rivka called Yaakov, her son, and said unto him,
Behold, I heard Yitzchak, your father, speaking unto Esau, your brother, saying, Hunt for me, and make me savory meat, and bring it to me, that I may eat and bless you before Yahuwah, before I die. And now, my son, obey my voice in that which I command you. Go to your flock and fetch me two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat and bless you before Yahuwah, before he die, and that you may be blessed.
And Yaakov said to his mother, I shall not withhold anything which my father would eat, and which would please him. Only I fear, my mother, that he will recognize my voice and wish to touch me. And you know that I am smooth, and Esau, my brother, is hairy. And I shall appear before my father's eyes as an evil doer, and shall do a deed which he has not commanded me. And he will be wroth with me, and I shall bring upon myself a curse, and not a blessing. And Rivka his mother said to him,
Upon me be your curse, my son. Only obey my voice.
And Yaakov obeyed the voice of his mother, and went and fetched two good and fat kids of the goats, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made them savory meat such as he loved. And Rivka took the goodly raiment of Esau, her elder son, which was with her in the house. And she clothed Yaakov, her younger son, with them. And she put the skins of the kids upon the hands and the exposed parts of his neck. And she gave the meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of Yaakov. And Yaakov went in to his father and said, I am your son. I have done according as you bade me. Arise and sit and eat of that which I have caught, father, that your soul may bless me. And Yitzchak said to his son, How have you found so quickly, my son? And Yaakov said, Because Yahuwah Elohaika caused me to find. And Yitzchak said unto him, Come near, that I may feel you, my son, if you are my son Esau or not. And Yaakov went near to Yitzchak, his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Yaakov's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned not, because it was a dispensation from heaven to remove his power of perception. And Yitzchak discerned not, for his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's, so that he blessed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and he said, Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a full field which Yahuwah has blessed. And may Yahuwah give you the dew of heaven and the dew of earth, and plenty of grain and oil. Let nations serve you, and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. And may all the blessings wherewith Yahuwah has blessed me and Abraham, my father, be imparted to you and to your seed forever. Cursed be he that curses you, and blessed be he that blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzchak had made an end of blessing his son Yaakov, and Yaakov had gone forth from Yitzchak his father, he hid himself. And Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also made a savory meat, and brought it to his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me. And Yitzchak his father said to him, Who are you? And he said to him, I am your firstborn, your son Esau. I have done as you commanded me. And Yitzchak was very greatly astonished, and said, Who is he that has hunted and caught and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him, and he shall be blessed, and all his seed forever. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, father. And he said to him, Your brother came with guile, and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Now I know why his name is Yaakov. Behold, he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing. And Esau said, Have you reserved a blessing for me, father? And Yitzchak answered and said to him, Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with plenty of grain and wine and oil have I strengthened him. And what now shall I do for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you but one blessing, O father? Bless me, even me also, father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzchak answered and said to him, Behold, far from the dew of the earth shall be your dwelling, and far from the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword will you live, and you will serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become great, and do shake his yoke from off your neck, you shall sin a complete sin unto death, and your seed shall be rooted out from under heaven. And Esau kept threatening Yaakov, his brother, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And he said in his heart, May the days of mourning for my father come now, so that I may slay my brother Yaakov. In the wake of the events that unfolded regarding the stolen blessing of their father, it became clear to Rivka, their mother, that Esau only meant to harm Yaakov, her blessed son, and sought reason to encourage Yaakov to flee from his angry brother to prevent one of them from death. However, Yaakov was loyal to his father and did not want to leave his side while he still lived. It is for this reason that the beginning of Jubilees 27 recounts the details regarding the manner in which Rivka convinced her husband, Yitzchak, to encourage Yaakov to leave. Thinking quickly, Rivka went into her husband to convince him to send Yaakov away in order to prevent Yaakov from falling into the same snare that Esau had fallen into, marrying the forbidden women of Canaan, their local land. And Rivka went in and said to Yitzchak,
I loathe my life because of the two daughters of Heth whom Esau has taken him as women. And if Yaakov take a woman from among the daughters, the land such as these, for what purpose do I further live? For the daughters of Canaan are evil.
And Yitzchak called Yaakov and blessed him and admonished him and said unto him, Do not take you a woman of any of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Aram Naharaim, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take you a woman from thence of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And Yitzchak sent Yaakov away, and went to Aram Naharaim, to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Arami, the brother of Rivka, Yaakov's mother. And it came to pass, after Yaakov had arisen to go, that the ruach of Rivka his mother was grieved after her son, and she wept. And Yitzchak her husband said to her, My sister, weep not on account of Yaakov, for he goes in peace, and in peace will he return. El Elyon will guard him from all evil, and will be with him, for he will not forsake him all his days. Fear not on his account, my sister, for he is on the upright path, and he is a perfect man, and he is faithful and will not perish. Through the next few chapters of Jubilees 28 through 32, we find the amazing account of how Yaakov would find and marry his wives, Leah and Rachel, working 14 years in total on their behalf, and being tricked into marrying the wrong one after the first 7 years. Also, in chapter 28, we find the accounts of Yaakov's first children being born through Leah, and Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, and Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, and eventually through his beloved wife, Rachel. The children grew strong and zealous for Yahuwah, and ultimately, Yaakov's 12 sons would become the 12 tribes of Yasharel. You can find out more about the accounts of each of these sons in our series, The Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs, here on the Christian Truthers YouTube channel. It is also important to mention that it is during this time that two of the sons, Levi and Yehuda, known as Judah in modern translations, are appointed and blessed as the priest and king over Yasharel by Yitzchak, their grandfather, an important note for the past and future people of Yasharel. However, in keeping with the events of Esau and Yaakov, let us now fast forward to chapter 32, where we find the next important event in the epic conflict between these two brothers. It is here that we find that Yahuwah himself changes Yaakov's name and confirms his purpose at a place called Beit El, the very place where Levi first discharged his priestly office. The night after, Yaakov desired to build there a memorial, and this is where we return to the story. And on the following night, on the 22nd day of this month, Yaakov resolved to build that place and to surround the court with a wall and to sanctify it and make it holy forever, for himself and his children after him. And Yahuwah appeared to him by night and blessed him and said unto him, Your name shall not be called Yaakov, but Yasharel shall they name your name. And he said unto him, I am Yahuwah, who created the heavens and the earth, and I will increase you and multiply you exceedingly. And kings shall come forth from you, and they shall judge everywhere wherever the foot of the sons of men has trodden. And I will give to your seed all the earth which is under heaven, and they shall judge all the nations according to their desires. And after that, they shall get possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him. And Yaakov looked till he had ascended into heaven. And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hands. And he gave them to Yaakov. And he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. And he showed him all that was written on the tablets, and said unto him, Do not build this place, and do not make it an eternal sanctuary, and do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham your father, and dwell with Yitzchak your father until the day of the death of your father. For in Mitzrayim, that is Egypt, you shall die in peace, and in this land you shall be buried with honor in the sepulcher of your fathers, with Abraham and Yitzchak. In the following chapters, Yaakov's sons would betray Yosef, the youngest and most beloved son of their father, and sell him into slavery, telling their father that Yosef had died by a wild animal, a story that most are pretty familiar with. Additionally, Bilhah, one of Yitzchak's wives, would die mourning the loss of Yosef, along with Dinah, Yosef's sister.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect Ayanai, every day we cry. We know our tomorrow, now it's called if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Hark unto the words of Jacob, these are the words of our Father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Deep.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Bless me, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear and hear, O Yisrael. Simi, Simi, Ethiopia hoy, Simi, ye, Jerusalem as in be ye. Hear, 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 hear for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations, Sendet to Ledim. Sabbath and generation here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, give ear, give ear. Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 13, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading. Why are ye gedal ha'ish? Why are ye lecha halok? We gadel adakia gadel meod, and the man waxed great, and the man waxed great. Why are ye gadal haish, and grew more, and went forward, and the man waxed great and went forward. Why ye gadal haish? Why are ye lech halok? And grew until he became very great, and grew more and more until he became very great. With gadel adakia gadel meod, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiel, his father, his Ab. The Philistines had stopped them. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Yitzhak, go from us, go from I and I, for thou, male, art much mightier than we, are much mightier than I and I. Yitzhak, Isaac, the well digger. Verse 17, and Yitzhak and Isaac departed thence from there, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Yitzhak and Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiel, his father, his Ab. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father, Abiel, his father, had called them. And Yitzhak and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Yitzhak, Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well. And he called the name of the well Esek. Esek. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. Kia hita aseko imo, because they strove with him. And they digged another and other well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. Sitna. He called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence, from there, and digged another and other well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, Rehoboth. And he said, for now, Yahweh, Jehovah, has made room for us, for I and I. And we and I and I shall be fruitful in the land. Vayikra Shemaha Rehoboth. Vayomer Rekia Atta. Hirchib Yahweh lanu uaparinu ufarinu ba'aretz ufarinu ba'aretz. And we shall be fruitful in the land. He called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now Yahweh hath made room for us. Why yomer ki ata? Hirchibi Yahweh lanu. Jehovah has made room for us. Hirchib Yahweh lanu. Uafarinu ba'aretz. And we shall be fruitful in the land. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Rabbi'i. Here for the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi'i. Aliyah here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations. Senbet Toledim, Sabbath and the generation. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 23, for the Rabbi'i. Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up. Vaya Allah mishama be'er shava, be'er shava, be'er shiba, be'er shava. And he went up, and he went up, and he aliyed, and he went up. Vaya Allah misham, and he went up from thence, from there. Vaya Allah misham be'er shava. To Beersheba, Beersheba, to Be'er Shava. And Yahweh and Jehovah, Wayera Layo, Yahweh Balaila. And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, and Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, Wayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham. Biyik Avyich, I am the Elohim of thy father Abraham. I'm the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Vayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham Avyich, Avicha, Avicha, Abika. Fear not, Al Tira. Al tira, fear not, for I am with thee. Al tira, ki itka, itka, I am with the I, male, I am with the I, and will bless the I, and multiply thy seed for my servant, for Abraham's sake, for my servant Abraham. Vayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham Abika Altira Kia Itika Anoki Ua Be Rakatika We Hir Be Tia Eta Zarika Ba Ebura Abraham Abdi. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name, the Hashem, the Shemi Yahweh, the name of Jehovah, and pitched his tent there. And there Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, digged a well. Then Abimelech, Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army, and Yitzhak and Isaac said to them, "Wherefore come y'all to me? Wherefore come y'all to I, seeing y'all hate I, and have sent I away from you?" And they said, "We saw certainly that Yehovah, that Jehovah, that he who be who he be, was with thee, I." And we said, "Let there be now an oath betwixt us." Make there be now an oath between I and I, betwixt us, I and I, even betwixt us, betwixt I and I, and the I. And let us, and make us make a covenant with the I, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched the I, and as we have done to thee nothing but good, and have sent thee I away in peace. Thou, the I, are now the blessed of Yehovah of Jah.
Blessed be his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart.
Jah, Jah, Al Selassie in the sun, Selassie in the sun, Selassie in the sun.
Movado, Busta Rhymes, remix, for everything.
Them can't stop you when you got that people in
out. I'm so blessed with the ability to make them wanna, and make them wanna, and make them wanna. So gully that I rap it to the fullest of the dance hall. In my big man boots, let me tell her that it's real time. I
got glass shields.
Big tune, making every shot I want shoot. Enough money up in me so you can give me all the loot. And while I take over the streets, to the day I retire, I shot down in the window against me and I conspire. Then I give you more heat, I'm only here to inspire. I make the people sing me words them like a church choir.
I'm so blessed, blessed.
Blessed,
blessed, blessed, I'm so blessed, 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 I'm so 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 blessed, blessed, some move like Gladys. If you can't grow your youth up your body, you can't dirty habits. Have the youth like a rabbit. Police deal with them crabbies. I will survive. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I will survive. Right to flesh. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Them want me stress.
When the enemies are free, them are born like fire. Fire, but I buy everything I
a terrorist. Pagan to get perished. Persistent like nervous, missing like berries. Me never rap on the terrorist. I make mama embarrassed. Me no move like Navi. Me no move like the Gladys. You can't grow your youth up to bag it.
Sure.
Stop move like a I'm survive.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Oh, I tell you, I go down to the market out there, and when I see the desolation, I tell you, man, tears come on me,
dark forces, man, dark forces take over the earth.
This great change,
and for every time of change, you know, we have revolutions, you know, from the French come right up.
That
know.
Is why it won't
so, the challenge we have won now, with the youth, them a revolt and a rise up all across the world. So just them shall call upon us that we do the work, you know, we call upon adults, them and them feel them, we call upon the youth. And that's why we have to make sure that the youth, them know the right thing, and stay awake so them can enlighten their generation.
Baba, let me get one of them colored juice here, Baba.
Come where the blood fire this aguana, America. A beer thing's aguana, ya. You see a blessing, huh? You want one of them here? Yeah. Hold one man, respect. Hold a piece of food here too, man. Respect, alright? Here things are
your. We are gonna make it, win the prize and take it, take it. We are gonna make it, four corner, global. We are strive and a reach for the goals. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish me for dead. But I got off with head. I know just now, we are scream and a chill for the team. Them a plan out for venture at them rules of dream. Like a them want to clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock. Guess how we walk we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life, we no stress. God light shine on we, you know what quest. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless up who don't win, we fuck the rest. Tell them we no broke like God and we no this. Only follow me like peace, so they my this. How come we still look clean and they my mess? Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Make we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love to. We flying high like the morning dove. Got a rich look can fit like glove. See like that. We a strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spy to them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god down we dead. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for venture and them rule supreme. Like and them want to clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock.
Driver, I forgot my wallet.
Don't worry, I got it covered.
Tell them so we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Now see me send my nasty impress. Tell them me no waste my own, me invest. Make them know me girlfriend one foot in verse. Tell them me still look fine, I me still have blown them mind. So you now see me pressure no man like some piss. Now that we make our own a success. Now is it different but take we interest. See you who cost me a time to progress. Now follow them like the road of beaches. No matter where a man want to me careless. And this me want you digest. We are strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spite to them in control. Them a real asshole.
But a long time, we are fight for your size and the brain. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we for dead. But a God of we head. And I know just how, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a blood
of we head.
Like a them want to clean. You can imagine, we are trying to move out of the shadow. Them a cry and a spine, them a try stop with clock. Yes, I'm who off we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
Blessed be, blessed be. Yes, yes, yes. Be a well digger like Yitzhak, Isaac, and Abraham. There's a real lesson there in that well digging from the fourth Aliyah right there. But here for today's daily song.
Boom again, Shalom Shabbat. Here we have today's daily song.
Psalm 2.
Mizmor Bet, 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 Bet.
Why do the heathen rage, rage, rage?
Lamma rageshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu.
And the people imagine a vain thing, a vain thing, a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegu rik, rik, rik.
The kings of the earth set themselves, set themselves, set themselves.
Yityatsevu malche ere, malche ere, malche ere, malche ere.
And the rulers take counsel together, counsel together, counsel together, counsel together.
Verozenim nosedu yahad, 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 yahad.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al Meshiho,
saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him, 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 trust in him.
I think
Sabbatical study here for the Shabbat Strong. We have Toldot, generations in the Hebrew, Toldot, generations, Bamarinya, the King of Kings, Negus Neges, Targum, Tulit, just some of the Afro-Shemitic linguistics, the dialects, Tulit, in the Amharic here, we have Toldot in the Hebrew. So here, just zooming in right here, the third and the fourth, actually the fourth, but actually the well-digging, is from the third to the fourth Aliyah. Now, here we can look at the kind of Hebrew, we could say history from a historical perspective, but let's also look at it spiritually and also in the application, what some might refer to as metaphysically right here. But let's zoom in right here, if we will, for a few moments before we ride up with more on today's daily psalm, with the lapse of, this is a section from the second Aliyah that has the lapse of Yitzhak. Now, some will say Yishik, but actually Yitzhak, Isaac, the lapse, his lapse. It's interesting when we compare Abraham, his father, and his life, and some say even the scripture seems to repeat or to mirror certain things here. And therefore, there's an ancient kind of scholarly, Hebrew scholarly and Israelite scholarly perspective, some will call it today Jewish or Judaic perspective, that says that, well, you know, what occurred and happened to the fathers were like signs, you know, for the children. And so one might say it seems very similar, that some of the experiences of Yitzhak are quite similar to even Abraham, even the sister wife. The sister wife narrative right there. That's another interesting come, make a reason. But here we're zooming in right here on a section here in the Schofield in chapter 20. We're in chapter 26. Verse 6 is the second Aliyah, the lapse of Yitzhak. And then we go to verse 13, where the third Aliyah, the third reading for the sabbatical here, this manna, this angel's bread here, this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding on the Sabbath day, there may be and sometimes are amongst the gathering seven readings. In other words, a Torah portion reading and feeding, you know, there are like seven readers. There may be seven readers. So we look at it in the sense of the Shabuah as we study, as we come up, as we count the days from the first day to the seventh, the Shabbat day, that each of these can be like a Aliyah, you know, a Aliyah reading for a day and a meditation upon it. So we share it here on the air likewise. But on the Sabbath day, there are seven readings. So it's like bread, you know, like sabbatical bread, like you have bread for that Shabuah, for that week, for that strong, you know, and bite-sized portions. So here, and zooming in on the third Aliyah, that according to the KJV, it reads, "And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." Now here, this is speaking to, you know, carrying on from verse 12 and the previous aliyah. But let's just go over this for a moment right here to put it in perspective. So Yitzhak, he dwelt in a place called Gerar. Now here we have the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Let's just go to Gerar. What does Gerar mean? You know, it's a, say, a foreign, from an English perspective, word here. It's not really brought out in translation, but if we're reading it from the Hebrew perspective, even the names of places, you know, and names that are not translated have their particular meaning, and in a reading or in poetry or in articulation, that can add some depth and context, you know, to what is being said or what is being communicated that a native speaker might be able to pick up on even a little more clear. So if we grow in grace right here, let's go to Gerar. Let's go in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. So Gerar, G-E-R-A-R in English. Gerar, from the Hebrew, Gerar is like a sojourn, a lodging place. And we have Ger, like a Ger, like a sojourner, and therefore we have in the Hebrew Gerar, a sojourn, a lodging place, an encampment, Gerar, right, a halting place. So here, just to bring out some of the significance here, and zooming in on the second aliyah in Genesis chapter 26, verse 6, for Toldot, the second reading, the second up offering, it says, and Yitzhak dwelt in Gerar. So we zoom in here on Gerar, and we find that in Hebrew it's a sojourn, like we're sojourning with sojourn, almost like a lodge. Most maybe like a motel or a hotel or a place where people can camp, like an encampment sort of a place, right? A halting place. You take a pause on your journey. So this was a Palestinian place near Gaza. Oh, wow. Gaza's all over the news. Gaza, right? Genesis chapter 10, verse 19. Now, Abraham, he sojourned in Gerar, according to Genesis chapter 20, verse 1. And Yitzhak, Isaac, also went to Gerar when there was a famine in the land where he had formerly lived. So now in the Scofield Study Bible, they have this section with a subscription saying the lapse, like the slipping, the lapsing, right, of Yitzhak right here, because he is said to have gone there when there was a famine in the land. Now, both Abraham and Yitzhak and Isaac, both of them at this place, they told kind of the same story. At this place, that their wives were their sisters and came near getting into some serious trouble and situation because of their, can we say, deception, or some say it wasn't a deception, but it's not that the person lied, but they didn't explain the full truth, you know, omission. Because of their omission, let's say it like that, because of their omission, it was here that Yitzhak's his herdmen and the herdmen of Gerar. So they had, now let's put this in the context, they, you know, were like businessmen, so to speak, you know, they had herds, they had people who worked for them, you know, so their respective herdsmen, runners, workers, you know, they contended, you know, they were fighting, they were arguing. Right, over the wells. Now, how important is water? You know, just in life, but imagine now, you know, water, you know, in nature and in more ancient and natural dwellings. You know, people can go to the store and get some water, but then they had to get it from the well, right? And not just for them, not just for the men to drink, but for their herd. They had flocks. You know what I mean? And this, in like kind of a modern sense, was like kind of like their, not just their wealth, but how they and their family sustained themselves. You know what I mean? So this, we could almost interpret this economically. You know, there's the economical metaphysics of the economics of the situation. So they had to provide for their flocks, their herds, themselves, and everyone else And then Isaac also had his herdsmen. So they're herdsmen, not they themselves, the bosses, but, you know, their workers are contending over the wells that Yitzhak, get this, according to the narrative, that Isaac's servants dug. Can I imagine that? You know, your old men, they dug these wells, found water there. And these other guys, they was running around looking for water, but they didn't dig these wells. But we dug these wells. Now they're arguing. You know, they're arguing. They're contending. I want you to take note of those words, contending, right? Contending. They were contending. They were striving. You know, like arguing, like we've been here. This is our land, and the well is ours. Well, we dug this well. Well, yeah, okay, thanks a lot, but we need these wells. Give us these wells, and they're back and forth, right? This we find in Genesis chapter 26. That's just the overview right there. That's like the physical, the natural view. Now, here the metaphysical, say even a more spiritual view. Metaphysically speaking, subjective substance and life. Subjective substance and life, like, you know, my substance subjectively, you know, subjective substance and life. In the beginning of man's journey, spirit word, like in the direction of spirit, or we say higher heights, this substance and life are in the possession of the sense nature, the natural, the sense nature, right? So here in the narrative, this will be represented by the Pelashet. Right, or the Philist, the Philistines, right? The Philistines. So in a modern sense, one might say, since it's near Gaza, Palestinian. So there's even another reason that can be had. But moving forward, and the ruling ego of the sense nature, like the natural man, the sense nature lives in the region of this place. And this is bringing out the sense of Yitzhak. He went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. The Philistines, it says in the text, to Gerar. Remember, we're just zooming in on Gerar here, right? From Genesis chapter 26, verse 6, where the second aliyah here in this 6-weekly Torah portion, Toldot, right, begins. Now, the awakening intellectual and spiritual man, as man, as scripture says, grows in grace and the knowledge. So the awakening of his intellectual and the spiritual man must draw upon this substance and life for sustenance, right? So we have faith here. We have Abraham must be established in substance. So even in the narrative, we see where, you know, Abraham increased in his substance, right? We see Isaac going forward at finding water, so forth and so on, right? So this is connected with faith, that substance. Faith is the substance of things, yeah? And the evidence of, yeah? And sooner or later, when the spiritual, the more refined, the higher aspect in man and the human being has gained sufficient understanding, strength, and power, it must take entire possession of this phase of man's being, right? So as we grow, as we get to know, right, we have to also take possession of that. Right, because it's connected with that substance. Now, this is just bringing out the sense of gerar, sojourning, and lodging place. Now, so we find that Abraham, right, and his son Yitzhak in the very same place because of similar circumstances. So some would say, well, this is like the story is just repeating itself, right? But then we also notice in the lives of, you know, fathers and sons and generations, remember told though there's generations, we do find, you know, we look at your family and the family, you see certain things that do seem like, wow, that same thing happened to the father, happened to the son right there, right? So we have the wells of Genesis, the wells where we have water and how important water is for life. The wells of Genesis have significant names. This is part of the reason, and I alluded to earlier, you know, even in these two aliyot, from the third to the fourth, but all contained here in Genesis chapter 26. It's very significant, the names of these wells as they connect with the narrative and what is being brought forward. For example, we have Beer Lahairoi, Beer Lahairoi, Beer Lahairoi, which would mean from the Hebrew, the well of him that liveth, Be'er Lechai, Chai, life, living, Be'er Lechai Roi, Roi, or Roi, the one who see me, right? The well of him that liveth and seeth me. Remember in Genesis chapter, we have 26, verse 14, and also in 24, right? Slicker, slicker. Genesis chapter 16, in Genesis chapter 16, chapter 16, verse 14, and in chapter 24, verse 62, in chapter 25, verse 11. So this first of the wells that we have in Genesis, so just zooming in on the wells that we have in Bereshit, a.k.a. Genesis, Beer Lahai Roy. Then we have Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheba, right? The well of the oath, the Sheba. Now, Sheba, Sheba has also to do with seven, right? Seven times seven, right? The 7-7 class, seven. This significance, seven, even here, with this well. Now, in Hebrew, it can be translated as the well of the oath, the well of the covenant. But within the Hebrew context, seven also numerically comes into the value. Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheba in Genesis chapter 21, verses 25 to 33, and in chapter 22, verse 19, and chapter 26, verse 23 to 25, and in chapter 46, verses 1 to 5. All right, we have this right here, here, here. So these two wells, even their names have well on it. Be'er, 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 Be'er Lahai Roy, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, right? Then we have a well known as Esek, Esek, or Isek, Esek, right? Esek, right, from that root Asak, right, in Hebrew means like to contend, you know, like to quarrel, to strive, to contend. So here we have this in Genesis chapter 26, verse 20. Now, the next well, the fourth well here, all in this, these aliyot here in Toldot in Genesis chapter 26, we have Sitna. Sitna. Now, Sitna is interesting because it comes from the Satan root, right? To accuse or to, you know, also hatred in a sense. Accuse to hatred, to prosecute or to persecute, or the, you know, the word sounds Satan, right? But in the Hebrew, it can also be to accuse, you know, almost like in the court sense, like the prosecutor would be like in the court, like the Satan, so to speak. You know what I mean? But here, this also has an implied sense of hatred, Sitna. There's this well known as Sitna here in Genesis chapter 26, verse 21. Now, Esek and Sitna, right, were Yitzhak's own attempts at well digging, right? This is the key thing to note. They were his own attempts at well digging. Afterward, he dwelt by the old wells. You know, as we read the narrative, he's like over here trying a thing, and then over here he tries a thing, right? And then he moves where? He moves where? By the old wells of Abib, his father, right? His father, Abraham. And then we get the fifth well right here, 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 of the wells in Genesis. It's called Rehoboth. Rehoboth. It's interesting. Rehoboth, in one sense of the Hebrew, can mean like enlargement, like a wide place. But also in the next sense of Hebrew, it brings out the sense of streets. You know, when we say the streets and street, yeah, it can bring out that sense, like the broad places, the wide places, Rehoboth, or the enlargement. Here we have Genesis chapter 26, verse 22. So let's just go over this right here, 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 because here in verse 12, right before the third Aliyah, says, then Yitzhak sold, then Isaac sold in the land. At this particular point of the narrative, he begins to sow, like sowing and reaping. He sowed in the land. And it's interesting because this is after the whole wife and sister matter had been clarified, and even Abimelech said, listen, you should have told us, because one might have lightly lain with your wife, like, you know, pushed up on your wife, you know, because they were thinking it was your sister and everything. And we all would have been like charged with guiltiness. And then Abimelech made like a charge to all of his people, saying that he that touches this man or Ishto or his Eshet, his Oset, his woman, his wife, shall surely be put to death. Now, after this declaration, almost like a protection, right, in this area, after this incident came to pass with Abimelech, the scripture says in verse 12, then Yitzhak sowed in the land. It's almost like while this matter wasn't clear, he's like in the shadow of his father, so to speak, because his father in the same place, the same kind of situation occurred. Now, after the king, the ruler of this area made that declaration, it says that then Yitzhak sowed in the land. Right? You know, you sow seed, you know, and even within that, there's a metaphor, right? And received in the same year, in that same year, in that same cycle of time, that Shana, that same year, and hundredfold. And remember when the Moshiach Yeshua, when he speaks about the sowing and the, you know, the sower went forth to sow, and he gives the parables, those early parables of the kingdom, you know, and he speaks about how it depends on like the ground that it falls on, what kind of results you're going to get. And then when it's like on that good ground, right, there's like stages to the sowing, you know, some receive. Let's go there right here. Just to connect here, scripture with scripture, what is that? That's the first of the parables when the disciples stepped up to the parabolical level in chapter 13. He says right here, here, here. He says in chapter 13, when the master introduces the parables, he says, he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. That also beareth fruit and bringeth forth. What do you say? Some a hundred. Some keep it 100. Some 100-fold. Some 60. Some 30. Now, some would say, I always want to be 100. Well, yeah, but if you understand the context of it, sometimes just the nature of it all, it's just blessed to sow and bring forth. You know what I mean? But it's saying that all of them reap a reward. But notice that Yitzhak already in the same year gets that full harvest, right? 100-fold. And Yahuwah blessed him. And notice it said, some would say that him getting that hundredfold, right, was a blessing. You know what I mean? But the scripture says, and after now he reaped, as he reaped in that same year, then Yahuwah, right, blessed him, right? And there's a deeper kind of a point right here. Yeah, that hundredfold, it can be considered a blessing, but it's basically simple dynamics. You know what I mean? Work. You know what I mean? And reward. It's like wages for working. You know, when in the New Testament, they have that reasoning about, you know, working and wages and grace. Is it grace or is it work? You know what I mean? It's like Isaac did the work. You know what I'm saying? And he got the reward. And now after him doing that, then he gets even more. He gets Yahuwah here blessing him. And the man, now here brings us to the third Aliyah right here, right here in verse 13. Let's just bring this up, the Shalishi Aliyah. Wayigdal ha'ish wayeleka halok with gadel ad ki gadel me'od 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 naf. Even how it brings it out in the Hebrew right here, basically the translation is good. And the man waxed great. He waxed great. Wayigdal ha'ish. Ha'ish. We're speaking about Yitzhak is the ish. Ha'ish. And the ish, wayigdal, Vayigdal ha'ish, and got big. He got big up. Gadal in the Hebrew, like to become big or great in that sense. Vayigdal, and becoming big, right? Ha'ish, the man, right? Vayelech. Now, Vayelech or Vayelech is like to go forward, like going forward, right? Going forward, halok, right? Going forward. Now, the KJV brings it out as, and he went forward. But the sense is like, and he going, and he go. You know, Vayelech halok, from the halak in Hebrew, like to go, or like to walk, to try. So he tried it to try, right? But it can bring out a sense of moving forward. But he tried it to try, right? With Gadel Ad, right? And even more he bigged up. Ki Gadal Me'od, for big up, right? He bigged up enough, right? So this is all here in that connection with finally when he souls in, it says that land. Notice it says not just the land, but that land, and received in the same year, the same cycle, a hundredfold, and Yahuwah blessed him, and the man waxed great. Vayigdal ha'ish, vayelecha halok, and going forward and trotting, he tried, and then he went forward. With gadel ad, and bigging up ad, bigging and continuing to big up. This is a sense in the Hebrew, with gadel ad, the ad sense is like going forward in a sense. It's a interesting context, but it's like, and he continued to big up, right? Ki gadal me'od, for he bigged up enough, for he bigged up much, or the KJV says, until he became very great, or until he bigged up enough, right? For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines, they envied him, right? They envied him. Let me just check out this right here. In the Hebrew, what does it say in the Hebrew right here? Yeah. Why kanu? They kana, like king, right? They envy him, almost like red eye, and envious to him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiv, his father, the Philistines had did what? Had stopped them and filled them with earth. Wow. Right? So they envied him, right? And all the wells that his father's servants, so his father's Abraham, Yitzhak's father's Abraham, Abinu Abraham. So his father's servants had dug these wells in Abraham's days, in his father's days. And the Philistines, so the scripture is saying, envied him. What do? They stopped them. You know, how did he stop them? They filled them with earth, right? They filled them with earth. Wow. All right, so it goes on right here to say, and Abimelech said to Yitzhak, go from us. In other words, yo, you get going from us. Like, you know, leave, get out, right? For thou art much mightier, right? You are much mightier than we. Wow. They envied him. They stopped up his wells. And then they tell him, you know, to get out of here, right? To go from us, for thou art much mightier. You are much mightier than us. This is to say, even not just mighty, like he had like the physical strength, but the strength of his possession, the strength of his flocks, the strength of those who were with him, right? And also how he was prospering, right, within that land. Now, here we have Yitzhak in verse 17 becoming the well digger, right? Because everything put emphasis on what his father had done before. What he had now done is begin to sow in the land. At verse 17, and Yitzhak departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar. So Gerar, wherever it was, there was a valley. Right. And so he dwelt, I guess they was on the highland before. Now he dwelt down in the valley and he dwelt there. And Yitzhak digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after names, the Shemot, the Shems, or the Shemot, the names by which his father had called them. Verse 19, and Yitzhak's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Right? So a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Yitzhak's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. For he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. Let's just zoom in on this right here. This is verse 20 right here. Esek, right? This is one of the wells. And we see a progression right here, right? So here in verse, which verse is this? This is verse 20 right here. Wayaribu, wayaribu, wayarivu. Rivu, like almost like read, to strive, to contend, or even like in a court sense, right? To litigate back and forth. Wayaribu, right? Roe, roe, the roe is the shepherds of Gerar. Roe, Gerar, Rima, Roe, Yitzhaka, Leimor. Saying, Lamor saying, Lanu Hamayim, Lanu, Lanu, ours, for us, Lanu Hamayim, the water is ours, right? Or for us, the waters, for us, the waters. Why Yikra Shane, right? Ha Be'er, and he called the Shem Ha Be'er of the Be'er, the well, right? Esek, Isaac, Isaac, right? Why? Ki hita atsuku. Hita atsuku. In other words, it's like a play on the Hebrew asak, right? To strive or to contend, right? Or to cause like a trouble, like even in a legal sense. Esek a ki hita atsuku imo. Because they strove with him. So even within the language, there's a kind of a deeper sense, and here we're going to bring forward the metaphysical of Esek, just to touch on the significance of the wells, right, and also the metaphysical application, how it not only applies and gives more depth and height to the narrative and to what we are able to download from the script, but also possible application, right, to our own walk, our own tribe, where that word, in other words, becomes flesh, right? It says the word, it incarnated, become flesh and dwell amongst us, right? Esek, Esek. So here we have Esek. Esek means, in one way of bringing it out, it's a strive, but it also can mean like oppression. Or we say downpression, strife from asak, the root word asak, right? Here we have Esek, oppression, downpression, strife, violence, injury, distress, straits like difficulty, but it's direct sense for the sense here is like contention. A well that Yitzhak's herdsmen dug in the valley, and the herdsmen of Gerar strove with Yitzhak's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he calls the name of the well Esek, Isaac, because they contended with him. He to asupu imo in Genesis 26:20. Now the meta, the meta brings out the sense of a warring, like war, a warring that takes place in the subconsciousness. Now, we say, well, how do they bring that out? Well, the valley, remember he dwelt in with the valley of Gerar, right? So here, valley, right, metaphysically will bring out the sense of the subconscious, and the Esek sense is the contention or the warring that takes place in like the valley or the subconsciousness between the sense, the natural sense, you know, like the senses, right? The sense, animal desires, the unrefined, the lower, we could say that lower desires, the animal desires, here represented in the narrative as the herdsmen of Gerar, a Philistine, a Pelashtine city, and the attempt of the awakening, the attempt of the awakening spiritual understanding. We see that even Yitzhak, following his father's footsteps, is going through some of the same experiences, but we even see him like doing better, right? Or at least attempting the awakening of his spiritual understanding, Yitzhak. Now, Yitzhak here is a type of Mashiach. It's in the full of full, right? Is a type of Messiah, a type, right, of Christ. Even that seed shall be called in Yitzhak to lift up the animal forces, right, or to refine the animal forces of the organism. So the digging of the well, it signifies, what does it signify here in the metaphysical sense? The digging of the well signifies the uncovering of or the coming into touch with the hidden life force. Even in the natural, isn't that what's going on? Right? You're digging for water, right? And what is water? Water is a life force, right? It's a necessary life force. But the water not being visible, it's hidden. So it's a hidden life force. So even if we just look at the so-called natural aspect, right, first things are the earthly types, the next things the heavenly types. So the digging of the well signifies the uncovering of or the coming into touch with the hidden life force. This is accomplished how? By Yitzhak's herdsmen, right? Therefore representing the spiritual thoughts that have care of the forces in man. They are the spiritual thoughts and thinking that have care of the forces, the powers, right, the faculties in man that are represented, that are represented, and the ancients represented these here in the scripture by these animals or animal typology. These thought desires, right, these thoughts, they desire to elevate these seemingly, what seems like the animal or like one might say unregenerate qualities to a spiritual or a higher basis of expression. But the energy and vigor of life that man gains by his conscious, by the conscious contact or communion with spirit, with Ruach, are claimed at once by his sense desires. In other words, this energy and vigor of life that is gained was gained by this conscious, you know, contact or communion with and in and through spirit. But the spiritual, we say the blessings, are claimed at once by his sense or the lower desires to be used for their gratification and for their pleasure, for the strengthening of the sense, the lower nature, instead of the building up of his spiritual nature. Therefore, this is bringing out this sense of this well here that is called contention and strife, or in the Hebrew sense as esek, thus contention and strife, thus esek, arise. And this is what we get arising at this particular point of the narrative. But his servants found this well, right, and they strove with him. And then verse 21 says, and they digged another well. They digged another well. So they left that well alone. There's springing water. Boom. There's this contention. Yitzhak, his herdsmen, let's leave this alone. They went, let's go over here and dig another well. They could maybe have that. Let's let them take that well. They're going to dig another one. And they digged another well. And guess what? Strove for that also. So these ones continue to strive. There's this continued contention. This is mine. Lanu Hamayim. Right? And he calls the name of it Sitna, right, or Sitna, right, Sitna or Sitna. Let's go here. This is verse 20. This is verse 20, 21. And they digged another well. Wayachperu be'er acheret another. Wayaribu gam, and they strove for that. Aleha, upon her, they strove upon her, this well. Wayikra, and he called Shemaha her name, right? Her name, Sitna. So this well here, even in the narrative, is like feminized here. They strove for her, Aleha. Right, Wayikra, Shemaha, right? Her name, Sitna. So let's go to Sitna right here. Just quickly right here, Sitna, S-I-T. All right, so this now will be like the second well here in this striving, this digging, and this striving over well, and this striving over, we could say, water. So let's just go right here, here, here. Let me remember my, it was the English alphabet right here. Looking up in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we have Sitna, I-T-N-A, to bring out the metaphysics here. Hopefully we'll see this application, see how it applies, the wisdom, right, of HaTorah, Sitna. Sitna, right, from the Satan root, right? It means a liar in wait, you know, like somebody laying in ambush, right? An adversary is related to the Satan, or it's a Satan sense, an adversary, an enemy, an op, or an opponent, as we say in a court situation. The opposition is almost like that adversary, right? Or the prosecutor, right? Legally is like the Satan, even the accuser sense, right? Opponent, opposer, persecutor, enmity, accusation, strife, and hatred is implied. This is the well that was dug by Yitzhak's herdsmen in Gerar of the Philistines, for which the herdsmen of Gerar strove with Yitzhak's herdsmen. Now, in Genesis chapter 26, verse 21, there's a marginal note that says that is enmity, right? Or like that is the adversary. Metaphysically speaking, Gerar, as we mentioned, signifies subjective substance and life. In the bringing of man's, the beginning of man's journey towards the spirit, or we could say the higher heights, spiritually speaking, this substance and life are utilized and activated by the sense nature. The lower nature represented in the narrative by the Philistines. However, the awakening intellectual and spiritual man must draw on this substance and life for sustenance. So we need this substance and life, for example, the water, for sustenance. This is signified in the digging of wells by Yitzhak's herdsmen. Now, Sitna, the name of his second well, adversary, Sitna, it's almost like a feminine sense of Satan. Satan is the male, and the Sitna will be the feminine sense. Adversary, opposer, strife, accusation, hatred. The name that Yitzhak, that Isaac, gave to the well for the possession of which the herdsmen of Gerar strove with his herdsmen. This signifies the contention or striving for supremacy. Notice, they left all the well, Esek, alone. Now they dig a next one, find water, and now these guys, they're arguing, oh, they're striving, right? The contention for, or the striving for supremacy that takes place between the higher and the lower natures of the individual, right? Both within an individual, and even we can see in the narrative amongst Yitzhak's individuals and the Gerar individuals, right? At a certain phase of his spiritual unfoldment. Now, Paul, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Great Apostle of the Nations, Paulos, Paul, in the seventh chapter of Romans, he describes something, this inner warfare, very graphically. Check out Romans chapter 7, this inner warfare that these wells represent. They describe this very, he describes it very, very graphically. Let's take a quick pause right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
No, no, no. I shall not be moved. No, no. Flooded by the water, I shall not be moved. I don't care what they say or do. I know that I shall not be moved, just like a tree flooded by the water. No, I can't be removed.
Striving, but planted firmly, you know, by the running water. So that water, the water aspect right there, and how this water is a key substance. And even in the Brit Chadash in the New Testament, we know that Adonenu, Robenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he brings out even that spiritual sense of water. But we know that in the natural, it's important. And also, we have a spiritual lesson right here.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
So the shepherds of Gerar were clashing over these wells of water. In the sense of empty your mind, you know, contextually, you know, Yitzhak didn't keep that on his mind. He named that well and he kept it pushing. You know, he moved on. His herdsmen, they dug again. But here for the Sitna, which is like a feminine sense of adversary, opposer, and from that Satan in the Hebrew root here, of bringing out not so much a kind of a so-called religious kind of idea, churchy idea of like Satan, but in the application of this accusation, this strife, this contention, you know what I mean? This arguing over even something so precious as this well of water that we have between the Yitzhak herdsman and the herdsman of Gerar. But once again, Sitna signifies the contention and striving for supremacy. So you say even this was like Isaac basically said, this is satanic, you know, for supremacy that takes place between the higher and the lower natures of the individual. And the higher one, Yitzhak and his herdsmen, they did what? They let that go and they kept pushing, right? But this happens at a certain phase, right, of spiritual unfoldment. And the Apostle Paul, in the 7th chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, he describes this the inner aspect of this warfare very graphically. Now, remember, this is the second one, Sitna, one before that, right, was Esek, right, the name of another well that Yitzhak's herdsmen dug, and the Philistines, the Pelashet, Palestinian, you know, the herdsmen, they contended, they also contended for this as well. But let's push it forward right here, verse 22. And he removed from thence. What did he do? Right? So the first one, the contention, the enmity, you know, right? He left the first one alone. They went, dig, found water again, that hidden, you know, life force, right? That necessary, right? Even for the natural life, but even in a spiritual sense, it teaches us a great lesson. He goes on right here. He removes from thence. Right, from there, right, and digged another well. Now, how many ones might have given up after the first well or been still there arguing over the first well, right, or even over that this second one? But Yitzhak and his herdsmen, they moved on, right? But notice what the narrative says. It says, and they removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. There was no contending. There was no argumentation. This well is ours because this land belongs to us and so forth and so on. So that well that you found in the water is ours. Give it us. Lanu Hamayim, give us the water. But here, at the third well that's narrated, he calls the name of it Rehoboth. Rehoboth, Rehoboth. And he said, for now, Yahuwah has made room. He said, in the KJV, it says room for us, and we shall be fruitful, and we shall be fruitful in the land. We shall be fruitful in the land. So not only did they do the work, but he gave a baraka. Right? Notice a baraka, especially when he noticed that after his third well, there was no striving, because basically Isaac and his herdsmen, we could say they gifted the Philistines those two other wells, basically. It kind of brings up that principle of what the Moshiach Yeshua says. You know, they argue for the cloak, then you give them this, give it to them. You know what I mean? Give them that right there. He left the first one. He left the second one. But now here for the metaphysics of this, let's just bring this out right here. We have the Hebrew, and it says, Vayikra Shema, and he calls the name of her, speaking of the well, because he noticed velo rabu aleha, and they did not strive aleha for her for this third well. Vayikra, and he called Shema, he called her name Rehoboth. Vayomer, and he said. So in the two other cases, he just named them and pushed on. Right? Notice, by blessing this well here, he named the wells, the other wells, what he named them, and they left and went to dig other wells, but he didn't curse. So even that aspect of the Abrahamic Baraka is even manifested. Right? So the one they didn't strive for, he gives the blessing. The other ones, after the herdsmen strove, Yitzhak, he left those wells, his herdsmen left it to the others, to the Gerar. But here it says this right here. He went on further, right, now to bless it. Vayomer, right, word, sound, power. Vayomer, ki ata, right, for now, because now. Hirchid. Now, Hirchid is from the Rahab sense. So when he names it Rehoboth, here his baraka in the Hebrew brings down, you know, what the meaning. Why do I say Rehoboth? Ki ata hirchib Yahuwah. For now, at this time, right now, right, making room, making a broad place, hirchib. It's Rehoboth. We're going to call it Rehoboth because hirchib Yahuwah. That Yahuwah has hirchib, made room. He has made room right now. Lanu, for us, for I and I. Lanu, u farinu. And we are going to be fruitful. Farinu, u farinu, ba'aretz, in the aretz, in the land, in the earth. Now, here we have these three wells, right? We have the contention, right? Esek, we have Sitna, the adversary, the enmity. But now, with no striving, with Lo Rabu Aleha, we have Rehoboth. What is the metaphysics of Rehoboth? Let's just seal up right here with this third one, because then the fourth aliyah begins at verse 23, and he went up, and he aliyahed up. He went up, right, from thence. He went to a higher height from thence, right? He went to Beer Sheba. He went to the well of the seven, right? So he went from that, right, to the well of the seven. So let's bring up Rehoboth. Rehoboth right here, how they spell it here in the English? R-E, the C-H, let's see, let me look at the English again, no, R-E, H-O, but that H there in the Hebrew is at the Che, Che, Rehobot. But here, R-E-H-O-B, H-O-B-O-T-H. Now, there's interesting, if you look at the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, there's a couple of similar names, like the root word, the root name is like Rehob, Rehob. Rehob means wide, breadth, largeness, spacious, comprehensive, Rehob. Great understanding can be Rehob. Being like broad-minded, Rehob. Being broad-visioned, Rehob. Being like an open place is like a Rehob, Rehob, Rehob. A marketplace often is called a rehob, rehob. And a forum also is rehob, rehob. But here we have rehobot, which is an interesting kind of a plural sense, a feminine plural sense right here, rehobot, right? Here we have Genesis 10, 11, rehobot er, a place called rehobot er. It's called rehobot. Here means broad places. Broad places. So Rehob is a broad place. Rehobot is broad places, enlargements, broad lands, wide streets. Like I said, Rehobot in the Hebrew, Rehobot is the streets, Rehobot, right? In them streets here, he named it the streets, right? Wide to signify room, wide place, not this tight place they're over here arguing and back and forth. No, but it's like, you know, they leave us alone here. Right, so this is the Rehobo, this is the streets, this is the wide place, this is the room, this is the marketplaces, this is the forums. Now, this name here is found in the scripture elsewhere. City of Ashur was called Rehobot Er, right, in Genesis 10, 11. But here, the well digged by Yitzhak's, Isaac's herdsmen, and for that, the herdsmen of Gerar, did not strive, they did not argue, they did not fuss, they did not fight. In Genesis 26:22, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, for he said, now Yahweh, Jehovah, has made room, Hirchiv, Yahweh, Lanu, right? Made room for I and I, for us, and we, Farinu, Ba'aretz, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Now, Shaul, one named Shaul of Rehoboth, was a king of Edom, of Edom. Now, the brother, of course, of Isaac and the Edomites, but there was another one named Shaul of a place called Rehoboth, and he was a king of Edom. So there were different streets, but this here is Isaac's, right? But that was in Genesis 36 and 37. But here, for Genesis 26, 22, the meta of Rehoboth, the broad places, the wide places, the wide streets, marketplaces, is thoughts of broadening, thoughts of broadening. It's interesting because when it says, like, in my straits, you know, it says straits in the KJV Bible, it's like difficulty, tight places. You're in a tight situation. You feel like you're in a tight situation, you know, physically or even psychologically. One might feel like anxiety is like a tight place. So the opposite of that, the Rehoboth, is like a broad place, like breathing. So to say, like breathing room. So thoughts of broadening, increasing, enlarging nature, nature, the enlarging nature is the broad places, the enlargement. So in the Hebrew sense, the Rehoboth that we have in Genesis chapter 26 at verse 22. Principally, in the intellectual or the mental reasoning plane in the individual, in the indivisible dual, in the individual, right? Assure, the example now, we're going to contrast the previous example of this same Hebrew word to get more at the meaning and the application here with what Yitzhak calls this third well, Rehobo. So looking at Assure, who built the one city. He built the one city of Rehoboth, like the city of streets, right, of broad places, was of Assyria and typifies the outer reasoning plane of thought in man. So in the metaphysics of the Hebrew Bible, Ashur's Rehoboth was Assyria. And Assyria, in the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics, typifies the outer reasoning plane, the intellectual plane, but the outer reasoning plane of thought and man. But then we had Shaul, the king of Edom, of Edom, who was of a place. He was called Shaul Rehobot, Shaul of the broad places. He's the king of Edom. This refers to the desire because of Edom, Edom, the desire, the longing, the eagerness of the outer consciousness. You could say the natural man, the outer consciousness for greater expression. The place that Yitzhak now, on the other hand, right, named Rehobot, it signifies a more interior, right, the inner, like the innermost of the inner, the inner center, a spiritual sense, but the interior expansion of thought, right, of thought. So just on a natural level, if you look on a natural level, this is a broad place. We got room now, right? But in the inner sense, it's like even a broadening of thought of, you know, like when you're in a difficult situation, right, that's so tight on the outside, one can feel tight on the inside, right? You know, a tightness, like there's no room. I can't breathe, like need some air, you know, but now they got room. They got expanse. So it's an interesting aspect here, just zooming in on the names of the wells of Genesis, right, previous in the previous Torah readings, and even right here, 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 these particular three wells that we find in the third Aliyah, right, the example that we have right here, right? It's very, very interesting, and there's kind of an application to this also in business sense, because there was a very business sense of it on the ground, right? They're both dwelling in this land. Water is such a precious commodity. Right, the others feeling like, listen, we've been in this land a while. You just come in this land, you start digging, you finding water and stuff like that. You know, that's our water. You know, okay, imagine maybe someone else was digging and they didn't reach the water. You know, now these other people come in here and they reach and finding water, and we all need water because they are herdsmen. That's another key aspect of what's brought out. They're herdsmen, and how vital is, you could say, water. Right. Now, as we go on, the fourth Ali is kind of interesting, right, because we get to find, you know, them coming back to him, you know, where Isaac said to them, wherefore come ye, like, why you're coming to me now, seeing that y'all hate me? Remember the names of the wells, Esek, Sitna, right? Y'all hate me and have sent me away. And they said, go from us, you know, after all that. You know, they basically, I think, confess right here. They say, we saw certainly that Yahweh, that Jehovah was with thee, that Emmanuel, right, God with us, that Yahweh was with thee. And we said, let there be now they've come to a kind of acknowledgement, a realization, so to speak. Like, let there be now an oath. They're requesting a Sheba betwixt us. Remember, Yitzhak went from Rehobot, he went up to Be'er Sheba, and now they come forward a little after all of that and say, well, let there be a Sheba, an oath betwixt us, even between I and thee, and let us, that I now make a covenant with thee. You know, so they come to terms of peace because they basically acknowledging their own words here in HaTorah, thou art now the blessed. Now we know you are the blessed of Yahuwah. But that's not, you know, it's so multi-layered on level one is because he just gave up those two wells, right? He found a third well, right, and declared a baraka and pours on that, but now he had a well for his herdsmen, a broad place, no contention, no strife. And they're thinking like, wow, what sort of person, you know, who does this sort of thing? You know, we did send him away, you know, and all that had happened. So there's some lessons right now, lessons, practical applications here by Shem Yeshua for I and I.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So right here, we have we have a psalm right here, today's daily psalm, or, you know, from the previous slide, still going to touch on it a little bit, is Psalm 2. Psalm 2 is also very, very interesting, you know, in light of some of his themes, you know what I mean? But here, Halloween.
When Jah come from Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood, that red hot, blowing Joah's fire. When Jah come from Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood.
Psalm 2.
Mizmor vet.
Why do the heathen rage?
Lama ragishu goyim, ishu goyim.
And the people imagine a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegurik.
The kings of the earth set themselves.
Yit yatsevu malche ere.
And the rulers take counsel together.
The rosinim nosedu yahad.
Against the Lord and against his anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al Meshecho.
Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, he perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in you.
Lama rakshu goyim al Yahuwah ve'al Meshecho. Why do the heathen rage against Jehovah and against his anointed, against Meshecho, his Messiah? Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. The wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Ishayahu, Isaiah 57:20. V'harishayim akayam nigrash ki yahashikeit lo yukal. Why are you grishua meimayo refesh va'i? But the wicked are like the troubled sea. With harishayim kayam nigrash, for it cannot rest. He hashikeit lo yukal, and its waters cast up mire and dirt. Vayika reshua meimayo refesh wati. like to see whose mire and dirt are upon its shore. So the foulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, is upon their lips. Thus, like this, Pharaoh asks, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? Shemot, Exodus 5 and 2. Vayomer Paro, Yehova asher eshma'a bekolo le'shalach et Yisrael. And Pharaoh said, Vayomer Paro, who is Jehovah? Me Yehovah. Who is Jehovah? Who is he who be who he be? Me Yehovah. Asher Eshma'a Bikolo Lish Shalach Et Yisrael. That I should hearken to his voice. Asher Eshma'a Bikolo. To let Israel go. Lishalach Et Yisrael. Lishalach Et Yisrael. Lishalach Et Yisrael. That I should let Israel go. And when it is said of Sisera that for 20 years he mightily downpressed the Bnei Yisrael. For 20 years he mightily downpressed the children of Israel. Shofim, Judges, chapter 4, verse 3. V'hua lachetza et Bnei Yisrael. B'chazkah Asrim Shana. 20 years he mightily downpressed the Bnei Yisrael. Uhu lachetza et Bnei Yisrael. B'chazkah Asrim Shana. By mightily. B'chazkah. By mightily is meant blasphemously and revilingly, as is suggested by the verse, your words have been all too mighty against me, saith the Lord. Malachi 3:13. Here in KJV, King James, Malachi 3:13, it reads, your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah. Chazku alai divrechem amar Yahuwah. Your words have been all too mighty, stout. Chazku alai divrechem amar Yahuwah. Sayeth he who be we be. And Sennacherib spoke foul. Not any of the gods of the nations ever delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? That the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand. 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 33 and verse 35. Hahat Elahit Elu Elohe Hakoi Ish et arzo miyad melech ashur. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hahatzel hitzel Elohe Hakoi Ish et arzo miyad melech ashur. Who are they among all the gods of the country that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah should deliver Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, out of mine hand? me, the call Elohe Ha'eratot, Asher Hitzilu et Arzam Yadi, Kia Yatzil Yahuwah et Yerushalayim Miyadi. That Jehovah should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand. Kia Yatzili Yahuwah et Yerushalayim Miyadi. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke foully. O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 and verse 15. Ane, Anev, Ukada, Netzar, Ve'amar, Lehona, Hatzadah, Shadrach, Meshach, Va'ereda, Enego, Lelahaya, La, Ietekona, Palachin, Ulez, Elema, Dahi, Evai, Di, Ti, Emeta, La, Sagadin. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye all serve my gods, nor worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if y'all be ready, that at what time ye y'all hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye y'all fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if y'all worship not, ye y'all shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Ka'an hena, iatechona, iatedina dia, bi'idana dia, tisha me'una k'ala, k'arna, masharok ita, k'atarosa, shabaka, Sanaterina, the Suma Ponea, the Cola, Zinea Zemara, Tipa Luna, the Tisiguduna, Liz Alma, the Avedeta, the Hena La, Tia Siguduna, Baha, Shaita, Tita Remona, Le Go, Atuna Nora Yakidta U Manhu Elaha De Ye Sheza Vinakon Mia Yadai. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Uman hu elaha deya ye sheza vinakon miyadai. Another comment on why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord Jehovah and against his anointed Meshicho, his Messiah. Lama rakshu goyim. Why do the heathens, the nations, the goyim, why are the nations in the uproar? Why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Yitayatzvu malke eret. The kings of the earth set themselves. They stand up. Yitayatzvu Malke Eret Ali Yehuah Allah Meshicho, against Jehovah and against Meshicho,
against his Messiah. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Lama, why? Lama, why? Lama, why do the heathen rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the goyim rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the nations rage? Why are the nations in an uproar? Lama, rakshu goyim? The kings of the earth set themselves. Yitayatsuvu, malke, eret. The kings of the earth, the Malki Eretz, stand up, Yitayatsavu, set themselves, Yitayatsavu, Malki Eretz. And the rulers take counsel together, with Rosnim Nosudu Yachad. And the kings of the earth, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Yitayatsavu, Malke, Eretz, with Rosnim, Nosdu, Yachad, Ali Yehovah, with Al Meshicho, against he who be, we be, against Jehovah, Ali Yehovah, and against his anointed, with Al Meshicho, against his Moshiach, his Messiah, against Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. And here, a midrash note here, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. Gog and Magog, Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the heathen nations of the Goyi, the Gentiles, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Refer to Yisrael and eschatology. Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the Goyi, of the heathen, the Gentile nations, the nationalities, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Another comment on the wicked are like the troubled sea. Another comment on with ha-rishaim kayam nigrash with Ha-Rishaim, Kayam, Nigrash. But the wicked, the ratchet, Ha-Rishaim, the ratchet ones are like the troubled sea. Kayam, Nigrash. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 20. As a wave rises out of the troubled sea and rears up as though to flood the whole earth, yet falls flat on the sand when it reaches the shore, so whenever one heathen nation, and whoever one of the Goyim joins with another to harm the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, it falls before them. The heathen of the earth resemble the sea. As is said, the wicked, the ratchet, with ha-rishaim, are like the troubled sea, kayam, nigrash. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, resemble the sands of the sea. As is said, the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Hosea 2 and 1. V'haya misapara b'nei Yisrael k'chola hayam. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. V'haya misapara b'nei Yisrael k'chola hayam. You find that Nimrod, and his allies joined together to gather against Abraham, but they fell before him. For as Scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15. The night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu. And the night itself contended against them. Wayachaleka elehem lailahu. And here, midrash notes, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. In rabbinic law, Amraphel is taken to be another name of Namrud, of Nimrod. See Genesis Rabbah 42 and 4. And here, for the night itself contended against them. Such is apparently the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, intended by the commentator. In the Yehudi version we have, and he divided himself against them by night. And he divided himself against them by night. Wayechalek Elehem Laila Hu. And the night itself contended against them. Wayechalek Elehem Laila Hu. Abimelech fell before Yitzhak, Esau, and Lavan, and Laban before Yaakov, Paro, and Mitzrayim, Pharaoh in Egypt before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. And the same is true of many others mentioned in Scripture. And in the Zaman Lavo, in the time to come, Gog and Magog will fall before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel. Foreseeing their fall, David cried out, "Why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against Yahweh, against Jehovah, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah. Lama Rakshu Goyim? Yitayatzvu Malke Eretz We Rosnima Nosadu Yachad Ali Yahuwah We Al Meshicho. Why do the heathen rage? Lama Rakshu Goyim? Rav Yitzhak, Isaac observed, when a man says to his friend, "Why dost thou this or that?" his friend gets angry. Yet the righteous say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, "Lama Rakshu Goyim?" Why do the Goyim, why do the nations, the nationalities, the heathens, the Gentiles, the international community, why do the heathen rage? Lama Rakshu Goyim? And Ha'el, the true good, the true God, and Elohim does not get angry, and the righteous are not punished. And why are the righteous not punished? Because they seek no boon for themselves, they seek no good for themselves, but only for the Bnei Yisrael, only for the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites. The people imagine a vain thing. The people imagine a vain thing. Ula umim yehigu rik. And why do the peoples mutter in vain? Ula umim yehigu rik. The people imagine a vain thing. Rav Aibu commented, all the raging of Harasha, of Harishaim, of the ratchet, ones, their wearying of themselves is in vain. As is said, the people labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity. Habakkuk 2:13. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 13. Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Tzvaot. Behold, is it not Jehovah of hosts? Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Tzvaot. Is it not, behold, is it not Jehovah of armies, that the peoples labor for the fire, and the nations, the peoples weary themselves for vanity, but the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons, the Israelites, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 65:23. They shall not labor in vain. Lo yigua larik, nor bring forth for terror, with lo yeladua la behala, nor bring forth for trouble, with lo yeladua la behala. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his Messiah, against his anointed. yitayatvu malke eret we rosnima no sudua yahad ali yahuwa we Allah mishicho. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will come to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies, He will answer, I shall deliver them into your hands. Lamentations 3:63. I shall break their power, as it is said, God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Bereshis, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. Here, Midrash note, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, will come to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies. Here, Midrash note, refer to Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 55 to 63, the A part of verse 63. And here in Megillah, Echa, here, Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 55. I called upon thy name, O Jehovah, out of the lowest dungeon. Thou heardest my voice, hide not thine ear at my sighing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not. O Adonai, Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Yahweh, Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me, against I. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah, and all their device against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their muttering against me all the day. Behold, thou, their sitting down and their rising up, I am their song. Kati Ashim Kai Yehovah Mibora Tachitiyot, I called upon thy name. Kati Ashim Kai Yehovah O Jehovah. Mibora tachitiyot, out of the lowest dungeon. Koli shama'ita ala ta'ilim, aznika li ravachati, li shawati, thou heardest my voice. Koli shama'ita, hide not ala ta'ilim, thine ear at my sighing, aznika li rauhati, at my cry, li shawati, thou the eye drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, I, thou saidest, fear not. Karavta biyoma ekaraika, amarta alatira, thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Karabta biyom ekaraika, thou saidest, amarta, fear not, altira. O Lord, O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul, thou hast redeemed my life. Ravta Adonai, rive nafshi, ga'alta chayai. O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Rabta Adonai, ribe nafshi, thou hast redeemed my life. Ga'alta chayai, O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Ra'itaha Yahuwah, avatani, avatati, shafta, mishpati, O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Ra'ita Yahuwah, avatati, judge, shafta, judge thou I my cause. Shafta, mishpati, thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me. Ra'ita kola nikamatam, kola machashivotam li, thou hast seen all their vengeance. Ra'ita kola nikamatam, all their devices against me, against I call Mahashivotam Li. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O He who be, who he be, and all their devices against me. Shema'ita Kherpatam, Yahuwah, call Mahashivotam Alai. Thou hast heard Shema'ita their taunt, Kherpatam, O Jehovah, Yahuwah. Shema'ita Kherpatam, Yahuwah, all their devices against I. Call Mahashivotam Alai. The lips of those that rose up against me and their muttering against me all the day. Sifteak amai, ver hegionam alai, call hayom, the lips, sifte, of those of them that rose up, amai, against me, against I, sifte, amai, ver hegionam alai, and their muttering against I, call hayom, all the day. Behold, thou, the I, they're sitting down, and they're rising up. I am their song. Shivtam avik imatam habita ani maniginatam. Thus, when the Bnei Yisrael will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complaints against their enemies. Hear Aikah. Aikah, Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 55 to verse 63a, he will answer, I shall deliver them into your hands. Hear, Aikah, Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 63. And hear, Midrash note, here, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. The Midrash note here is that the word, managinatam, or Managinatam is usually translated as their song. Managinatam. Ani managinatam. I am their song. So managinatam usually is translated as their song, is taken here as a derivative of migain, the Hebrew migain, to deliver. Hence the reference to Bereshith, the reference to Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And here in Aikah, Megillat Aikah, Lamentations, here we have Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63, the B part, I am their song, Ani Maneginatam, Maneginatam, Ani Maneginatam, I am their song, I am their deliverer. And here in the 63rd verse, second part, beginning here, 64 verse, thou will render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, according to the work of their hands. Tashiva lahem gemula Yahuwah k'ma'iseya yedehem. Thou will render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, O he who be who he be. Tashiv lahem gemula Yahuwah according to the work k'ma'iseya of their hands. Yedehem, ke ma'isei yedehem. I shall break their power, as is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Uvaruch el elyon, asher migen azareka b'yadeka. And blessed be El Elyon, blessed be the Almighty, the Highest. U Baruch El Elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. Asher migen tzareka b'yadeka. Thus there is the link between migen and Bereshith in Genesis chapter 20. U Baruch El Elyon Asher migen tzareka b'yadeka, and blessed be El Elyon, the Almighty, the Highest, the Most High, who hath delivered Asher migen, who has migen, Asher migen tzareka b'yadeka, thine enemies into thine hand. Thus the link between Megain and Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, and Ma Neginatam in Aika, in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63. Ani, Ma Neginatam, I am their song, I am their deliverer. Ani, Ma Neginatam, and Megain. Should it be reported to Adon Mashiach in Zaman Lavo, should it be reported to the Lord Messiah in the time that I were to come, a certain land is in rebellion against thee. He will say, let locusts come and smite it. As is said, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. Vihikah eretza b'eshaveta piyo, and he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Vihikah eretza b'eshaveta piyo. Or should it be reported to him, Ha'adon, Ha'mushiach, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let the angel of death come and slay, and so destroy it, so destroy it. As is said, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Uvaruach sifatai yamit rasha, and with the breath of his lips, uvaruach sifatai, he shall slay the wicked. Yamit rasha, he shall dead on the wicked. Yamit rasha, uvaruach sifatai yamit rasha. And when the kings of the nations, the nationalities, the kings of the Goyi, the kings of the Gentiles, the international community, and when the kings of the heathen see how great is the affliction, they will come and bow down to Ha-Adon, Ha-Moshiach. They will bow down to the Lord Messiah. As is said, they shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23. Apayim eretz yishtachavu laka, va'efar raglayich yelacheku. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth. Apayim eretz yishtachavu lak, and lick the dust of thy feet. Wa ifar raglayika ye lacheku. Against the Lord and against his anointed. Ali Yehowa we al Mishicho. Hear. Today Psalm Mizmor Beit. Mizmor Beit. Mizmor Beit. Psalm 2. Hear the Beit verse, the second verse. Against Yahuwah Jehovah, against he who be who he be, Ali Yehowa, and against his anointed, with al Mishicho. This was Korach, Korah, who murmured against Aaron, the anointed, the Moshiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the anointed of the Lord, because of the priesthood. Moshe said, if my brother Aaron had taken the priesthood on his own, you would have acted properly in murmuring against him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, to whom greatness, sovereignty, and power belong, gave it to Him. Therefore, any man who sets himself against Aaron, sets himself against none, no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the Holy One, blessed be He. Hence, here it is said, Ali Yahuwah with Al Mashicho, against Jehovah and against His anointed, against Mashicho, His Messiah, His Christ. Another comment on against Jehovah and against His anointed, Allah Yahuwah with Al Mashicho. By way of the parable of a mighty man who lived in a certain land, an army about to invade the land, but fearful of the mighty man, took counsel, saying, what must we do? Come, let us first slay the mighty man, and then fight against the land. Likewise speak kings and rulers of the earth. Likewise spoke
kings and rulers of this earthly plane, against Christ, Moshiach, in his kingly character, against the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, against Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Nguss Nagas, the Ethiopia. Allah Yehoah, we're Allah Mishehoah. Rav Berakaya said in the name of Rav Levi, curse be the wicked, the ratchet, who contrive dark counsel against Yisrael, against Israel. Each one boasting, my counsel is better than thine. Esau said, Cain was a fool, for he slew his brother Abel while his father was still alive. Did not Cain know that his father would be fruitful and multiply and would beget Seth? I shall not act so unknowingly. When the days of mourning for my father are at hand, I will slay my brother Yaakov. I will slay my brother Jacob. Bereshith, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Vayomer Esau, b'libo, yikarevu yemeya evelavia, v'ahargaheta Yaakov achi. And Esau said in his heart, Vayomer Esau, b'libo, may the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Yikarebua yemeya evelavi. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. V'ahargaheta Yaakov achi. And inherit his portion. Pharaoh said, Esau was a fool in saying, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Pharaoh said that Esau was a fool because he said, Yikrevua yimeya velavia, may the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Did he not know that while his father was alive, his brother Yaakov, his brother Jacob, would be fruitful and would multiply? I shall not act so unknowingly. Under the very birthstools of their mothers, while they are yet newborn infants, I shall smite the children of Yisrael. I shall smite the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael. So in saying, let us deal wisely. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 10. Hava nita hakama lau. Come, Hava, let us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely. Hava, nita hakama lau. Per'o, Pharaoh meant, let us act more knowingly than those who preceded us. At once, Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 22. Kol habein hayildota hayora tasha lekuhu, every son that is born, kol habein hayildota ye y'all shall cast into the river hayora tasha lekuhu. Haman said, Pharaoh was a fool when he charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye, y'all shall save alive. Vayizav paro lekol amol lemor. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, kol habeina hayildota hayora tasha lekuhu v'kol habata tehayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, y'all shall save alive. Did he not know that the daughters would marry, would be fruitful, and would multiply? Yea, surely I shall not act so unknowingly. I shall destroy, slay, and cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children, and women. Esther chapter 3, verse 13. Lehashmid laheroga ula beda etakola hayyudima min ara ve adazakin Afa Vitnashima Bit Yom Echada, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the Yehudi, Hay Yehudim, both young and old, Min Ara Vit Adazakain, little children, Taf and women with Nashim in one day, Bit Yom Echad. And Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. Hear Midrash note, Tanchuma, edited by Buber and the Amor, literally here, with their counsel, they sought occasion against Israel, with their counsel. So Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel, all the former with their counsel, they sought occasion against Israel. They sought occasion against Israel. Hence, here it is said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against Jehovah and against his anointed, against his Messiah. Yitayatzibu malke eretz we roznima nosdu yachad ali Yehova we al Meshicho. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, will say to Gog and Magog, oh, ye your ratchet, your wicked, do you set yourselves to make war against me? Do you all set yourselves to make war against I? How many battalions have I by me? How many angels of flame, lightning, and fire have I by me? And I shall go forth with them, and I shall fight beside them. Thus, like this scripture says, the Lord will go forth as a mighty man, like a man of war. He will behave himself mightily against his enemies. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, Chapter 42, verse 13. Yahuwah kagibor yetzeya, keisha milchamota yair kinah, ya'ri'ah hafa yatriach, ala oivayo ayita gavar. Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man. Yahuwah kagibor yetzeya. He will stir up zealousy, like a man of war. Keisha milchamota yair kinah. He will cry, yea, he will shout aloud, Yari'ah, hafa yatzariach. He will prove himself mighty against his enemies. Ala oibayo yita gabar. And scripture says also, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fighteth in the day of battle. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the holy ones with thee, with the eye. Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 5b. Ve'asafti et kol hagoyi, ve'yatzah Yahuwah, ve'nilchama ba'goyim ha'hem, k'yoma hi'alachmoa b'yoma k'rav. Uva Yahuwah Elhai Kola Kedoshim Imak. For I will gather all nations against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, to battle. We asafti et kol hagoyim eli Yerushalayim la milachama. Then shall Jehovah, he go forth. We yatzah Yahuwah, and fight against those nations, those nationalities, with nilcham bagoyim hahem, as when he fighteth in the day of battle, k'yoma hi alachmoa b'yoma k'rav. And Jehovah, my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai, Haliai, shall come. Uba Yahuwah Elohai, and all the holy ones with the eye. Call a Kedoshim Imak. And what does scripture go on to say? The Lord shall be king over all the earth. Zechariah chapter 14 at verse 9, where it reads that Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be Melech, shall be Negus, even Negus Neges, king over all the earth. V'haya Yahuwah Limelech al kol ha'aretz, and Jehovah, he who be who he be, with Haya Yahuwah, and he who he be, shall be with Haya Yahuwah Limelech, king, al kol ha'aretz, over all the earth, over the entirety of the earthly plane, with Haya Yahuwah Limelech, al kol ha'aretz,
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 al kol ha'aretz,